Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Ready or not, here we come. It's a Sunday morning, and this is our third week back on the mics. We've got the
We're doing really good.
We're doing really good. We've been doing what we said we were going to do. Obviously, Spencer and I don't want to make a full episode about this just because it is such a hot topic, but
shouldn't be, but it is.
It shouldn't be.
But it's heavy regardless.
Yeah. And it's frustrating that tragedy causes such an uproar between people, and it's such a battle on social media. Social media becomes very toxic and very heavy. Spencer and I have talked kind of like all week about like just kind of staying offline and being just kind of like disgusted with people, with so many people. And, you know, we've joked about it, but we've also like, it's sad. We've lost so many followers, like personally. And then we've seen other people talk about how many they've lost. And honestly, it's like, I'm at the place, and I know you are, like, I don't care, because, you know, I feel like everyone should protect their social media and their peace and whatever serves you. I've really gotten down to the place of like, if my page doesn't give you what you need or what you see or make you feel good, then you should unfollow me. You absolutely should.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And I'm talking it, even things like this make me readjust people that I might like personally, if I've met them or whatever, but if what I'm seeing on their social media is not what I need to see or what I feel like is good for me, you have to unfollow people. I mean, we're just at that point. And so no harm, no foul. I know a lot of creators are coming out and talking about how posting about something so tragic, so tragic and unnecessary, if that makes you hate someone for posting about being sad about it or hating to see that, unfollow that account. You don't belong there.
Correct. I'm having a really difficult time understanding. A death is a tragedy, period.
Absolutely it is.
And I'm so frustrated with misinformation and untruths that go around.
Yeah.
And I just don't have energy or space for it in my life. And people I told you, people I've been connected to for 20 plus years, I've blocked or I've unfriended, because I'm tired. I'm tired and I have to protect my peace. And like, this really hit me in a way that I wouldn't have expected it to. And I don't have the bandwidth for negativity right now.
No. And I think, well, right now, but I think going forward, I think it's making people to really readjust what they're consuming and what gives them joy. And Spencer and I were talking on Friday. She came over and we were sitting on my couch talking, and my mom was here, and freaking Spencer's like, well, you know, it made me like want to get closer to like God in some way. Like, you know, you were saying basically it made you want to like you're just like, I don't know. And my mom like is like walking away. She's like, well,
your mom stopped dead. She about faced so hard.
And she's like,
it's like your mom's been waiting for that moment.
I know. And she was like, you know, if anything, if you're the one person that this thing made come to that, like, then.
Yeah. Well, I think it's undeniable that they're, how ironic that, you know, his company is called Turning Point, right? It's undeniable there's an energy major shift. There just is. And what I was explaining to you and to your mom was that like, this has hit me in a way that I don't understand and can't really articulate.
But I saw a quote and I thought about you, and it said, if you're feeling something for someone you don't know, that's the Holy Spirit in your life. Like, that you're in the body of Christ.
I really didn't want to cry doing this.
But think about it. Because, you know, as a Christian, and you and I've had conversations a little bit here, but also personally way more in depth. And I've had conversations with you, like, not like forcing your hand at something, but like, I've had, you've asked me questions before, personal about things, then sometimes I had the answers to tell you and sometimes I just didn't know and I couldn't explain it to you. But like a lot of people right now are saying, well, why would God let something bad happen to him? Why wouldn't he save him? Why wouldn't he save him? And I think I told you on Friday, unfortunately, sometimes things like this happen, but look what it did. Look what it did. So I see these like AI illustrations and visually it's so moving because some of them are like, God, you know, Jesus holding his hand out and saying, I need you, but you know, the baton being passed or what you're going to do. And like, look what it did.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And look, this isn't even, I'm not even politically speaking. This is from like the movement of like being a Christian or God in your life or whatever. Like it's bigger than that. Like, yes, politically, I know people get really offended and whatever, but like the bigger picture was like his legacy and what he was trying to do and look what he did, you know? And at the end of the day, he died for that. Oh, gosh.
So this morning I put on our list angel numbers, which do you ever pay attention to angel numbers or look at those or whatever? So sometimes I'll wake up in the night, not always. But usually whenever I do wake up to like pee or whatever, it's like 2:30. That's kind of like my typical time. If I'm going to wake up in the night, it's usually around then. I woke up at 4:44 and I was, and I went to the bath. I was like, oh, literally as soon as I woke up, I was like, what a weird time for me to wake up.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom and I don't know why it said Google angel number, Google the angel number. So I did. It said angel number 444, a powerful sign from the universe or your angels that you are supported, protected, and on the right path towards your goals, especially when building a strong foundation. It signals that a significant life shift or success is on the horizon, urging you to remain faithful, take bold steps, and work diligently to manifest your desires. Okay. I was like, oof, like
timing, right?
Weird. So I go back to bed, I fall back asleep, I wake up again at 5:55.
Oh, gosh, okay.
So I Google that angel number. Literally, like I was like, okay. Like I woke up, I looked at my phone, I grabbed it.
Yeah.
The 555 angel number symbolizes major change, transformation, and personal growth, encouraging you to embrace new opportunities and step out of your comfort zone. It serves as a message of spiritual and personal progress and also indicates a need to stay flexible and adaptable during life shifts. You can respond by trusting the process, focusing on your intentions, and evaluating relationships to ensure they align with your path.
Wow. Okay.
Is that fucking weird?
You know what's even weirder? Don't say the F word while we're talking about this, okay?
Listen, but there are some things about me that will never change, and my mouth is one.
So while you were reading that, it's 12:31, so I Googled it. The angel number 1231 signifies new beginnings, spiritual growth, balance, creativity, and trust in your new life journey.
It's weird.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, I do love that kind of stuff, too, because sometimes it's like, even if you just need a little reminder and like just a little like encouragement in a new direction, whatever, it's like just those little things that some people just really love to see. Like I love to Google. I like when something is deeper than it is, like I'll make it deeper.
We know a couple other people like that
too. And it's not, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I'm like reading into stuff, I'm like, well, that must mean
yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's in an unhealthy way by any stretch, but sometimes it's just like, because you know, I've always told you, if I'm going through something, honey, what is the first thing I'm about to hit on Google?
Yeah, you're looking up your devotionals.
I'm looking at me a little Bible verse devotional, and it's going to, I promise you, and I've told Spencer, and I've actually showed you, it proves to be true with whatever I'm going through, and it's very weird, and it's oddly specific.
Wendy this morning when I walked in. This morning, I streamed a service, and it's the first time that I have, I'll use the word attended, even though I wasn't physically there.
But your mind was there, so you attended it.
And I was focused. I watched. I wasn't doing nothing else. And it's the first time that I've done that. I mean, literally, like, since I was, like, in middle school.
Which is like, wild because so many people online I've seen comments exactly like what you're saying on people. So, like people have compiled all the like comments like that, whether mm-hmm. it be a Facebook comment or an Instagram, of how many people did that this week.
Yeah.
Or were going to do that this week, or picked up a Bible, or bought a Bible, or yeah, like that's what surprised. I'm saying. Like it's so, it's such a tragedy, but what's coming out of it, hopefully, well, the greater good, right? Yeah. Like it, there is a greater good, which is so hard to wrap your head around it. And I'm sure for his family, it's like impossible to really like see that. But I think at the end of the day, and you and I talked about this on Friday, when you are a Christian, you really do have faith that it's like almost an instant thing that kicks in, that you know that there's a reason why. And it's almost like it's easier to process in those moments. Not that it makes it easier to lose that person, but I mm-hmm. think, you know, like I've told you with my dad, like, yeah, losing him sucked, but I also knew like one day it wasn't done. Like, yeah. I know I'm going to see him again. I also know where he went. And like, there's no way other way to describe that other than like, you know, they're okay. And that I think gives you peace. Now that does not mean there's not moments where you're selfishly wanting this person physically here with you. But at the end of the day, how could you not have peace knowing this person is in a better place?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
well, and the, sir, I mean like, you know, 20 years or whatever since I've sat through a service mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons that Wendy and I have talked about. And it felt so oddly tailored to me
mm-hmm.
that it like took me back. Like I was
which
like,
is the, there's no coincidence. And yeah. that's the crazy part, right? Like you could read into stuff all day long. And I joke about like making things bigger than they are, but truly at the end of the day, it's going to find its way to you. Like it just is, you know, mm-hmm. like whatever you're needing to see, it's going to find its way to you, whether it be on your timeline, whether it be on your, you know, whatever, my For You page to lighten the load. Y'all, I get served with like the modern day chain letter. And it's like, if this found its way to you, you're going to be blessed if you type amen. And I'm like,
I get those too.
Do I type amen? Yeah. Like, do I do it?
Right. Like, so that people can see that I'm like, the crazy person.
I'm like, do I do this? It's like that struggle. I don't usually do it. I might double tap and think, okay, all right.
That's why you keep getting them.
Here I am. I'm waiting for the blessings to overflow with.
I don't get those as much as I get the ones of the devil's coming after you. You're going to lose your job.
You better not switch if you don't do this.
Yeah. Mm-mm. If you don't like, share, and comment, this whatever bad thing is about to happen to you, those are the ones I get. They're the devil's coming for me.
Honey, no ma'am. I was telling Spencer, my mom is here, and we were talking about church and like just whatever. So I grew up like going to church. And I remember being young, and my mom used to smoke, y'all. She smoked them Marlboro Reds, y'all. Them heavy duty. She did end up doing Marlboro Lights and then, or whatever they're called. Yeah, Marlboro Lights.
She's quit though.
She's quit years. Yeah. Right? Yes, yes, yes. But she has said if she gets diagnosed with a terminal illness, that girl's going to go get her a pack of cigarettes. She said, I want to eat them. I want them.
Oh, hell she wants yeah. them. Yeah. I'll but, buy them for her. No offense.
Right. But we were telling Spencer that I remember pulling in the parking lot. My mom's like, all right, here, put my cigarettes in the glove box. And me and my brother were like, Mom, Jesus knows you smoke. Like, we're calling her out. We're like, he knows. She's like, be quiet. Put them in the cigarette. Put them in the glove box. And we're like, Jesus knows you smoke. So why are you hiding them? She would get so mad. And he's like, joking. It's like, that's how you felt back in the day. You were real convicted. Look, you coming in there smelling. And she was a Sunday school teacher for the four-year-olds. You think them people don't know you smell like their grandma?
Especially Reds.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you smoke a Marlboro Red. You stink like it for a week.
Literally, who are you kidding?
You can't get away from
right.
that.
Right. You gotta stop. I just can't.
As a lover of cigarettes, and I am who I am.
You are who you are.
Don't smoke right now, but you know, I am still a lover. Big right. fan.
It's okay.
Even I won't touch a Red. Mm-mm. Disgusting. Mm.
You know, thank God me and my brother, maybe because both of our parents smoked growing up. My dad quit cold turkey just randomly. He was just like, no, I won't smoke no more. And uh-huh. he literally didn't. Maybe growing up like that, me and my brother just never like into cigarettes. And also I don't know how to inhale. Like I literally don't know how. So it was never going to like give me that nicotine high. I don't know. But right. I mean like, you know, I like me a little Bud Light. I could crack a little beer, but like, no, smoking to me is just.
And that's fair.
But I mean, of course, like you see a supermodel in Paris, you know, with her cigarette.
So she's chic. So chic. She is so chic.
I'm like, look
I hate you. To break it to you. It is but you know so what? Chic.
It is so chic. And then also I see that and I'm like, God, you stink. Like you just stink. Okay. Speaking of,
yeah.
Did you watch the Charlie Sheen documentary?
I did not. I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah. We saw it on Netflix on Friday when I was scrolling. Remember we started talking about him? You and I did. You were here. I promise.
No, I mean, I believe you. I have kind of been in a catatonic state this week. Okay, so fair enough. I don't,
you're like, it's fine. So fair enough. But my mom and I watched it yesterday. It's like a two part and one of his brothers was like sitting on it or wait, was it his brother? Who was it? I forgot now. Cause yeah, I have amnesia. He's smoking. And I told my mom like while we're watching, I was like, God, you know, that couch stinks. That's when I like, see somebody smoking.
Like when he's filming?
Yes. Like the guy was smoking on camera.
Inside?
Why can't I not think of who it was? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I was like, ew, God, you know his car stinks or his room stinks or whatever. I see people. That's where my brain goes because it just freaking stinks,
I
don't. Man.
Okay, as someone who has smoked on and off for much of her life, I inside smokers are a hard no for me. Go outside. Ugh. My mom smoked growing up. But she always, I mean, this woman would damn near throw herself out a window. She would lean so far out of it to smoke. Like she wouldn't want to go outside. But, you know, every windowsill had a little crystal ashtray because she would only smoke by windows.
That is so funny.
And yeah, and if she was really desperate, like if it was cold and she couldn't open a window, like in the dead of winter, she'd smoke up the fireplace.
I love it.
So she'd be like literally sitting like in the fireplace, you know, whatever you call it.
Oh yeah.
She would just lean back and blow up.
So with
some good memories.
That was very considerate of her to do that.
Super thoughtful. I mean, she fucked me up in a lot of other ways, but she didn't kill my lungs.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God. And now look at you smoking on your own accord.
Correct. I killed my own lungs.
No, man.
Killed.
No, man.
Killed.
Right.
We haven't smoked in... over a year.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you. Love that. Don't do it.
Now, when I have a cigarette, I mean, when I have a couple martinis, I do intend to have a couple drunk cigs. That is.
That's your trade-off.
That's how I didn't smoke for like years, like 10 years. And, you know, I don't drink very often. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, once in a while, special treat.
It's a special treat.
Ain't gonna kill me.
Some people want a cookie. Some people want a ciggy.
Some people get, you know, some French fries from McDonald's. And
yes, ma'am.
Some people want a salty ass martini and a cigarette.
I love a martini. So. I really, truly love a martini. Yeah, that's nice.
Some of the concoctions I've been seeing, like I would love for us to do like a martini series or something.
What are these concoctions?
They're like a... I mean, some of them sound like fruity and not for me.
Okay.
Because I'd rather salty.
Yeah.
But some of them are like Italian grinder martini, where they're doing like, you know, oregano and a little olive oil and things like that. I just think we might not enjoy them all. But I think it could be.
Little baking grease mixed with, I know. Well, olive oil.
But I think it could be a little interesting series for us.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down. As long as I don't have mayonnaise in it, I don't think I'm good.
Oh, God.
A mayonnaise stuffed blue cheese olive.
No, I like both of those things, and that sounds disgusting. There are people in this world that can just eat globs of mayonnaise. Mm-mm. And it's absolutely the most vile thing that I've ever seen in my whole life.
If you bite into a sandwich... and it has so much mayonnaise on it, it squeezes out and it's on your lips. I need you to take your knife before you put that sandwich together and scrape some of that off. That's too much.
Well, they're just applying it wrong. Like, I there's nothing worse than a dry sandwich. And so you have to make sure that you're, you know, dispersing the condiments. On you know, evenly through the sandwich. My brain is not working today, y'all. Sorry. But, like, I could have this same amount of condiment on one half of my sandwich, and it's going to splooge out. Mm. But if I take that and I spread it between both sides of the bread, perfect.
That's the idea, but yeah. Oof, God.
But no, some people, yeah, I can't. There was this girl who, this was, I don't know if she still does it. She was doing it for a while and she gained so many followers on TikTok and she was rage baiting people because she would take like her plate, whatever she had on her plate, and she would take, you know, an industrial size jar of ranch dressing and just empty the whole thing on the food and pick it up and it's just dripping. It's running down her arms and her hands. And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Ew. If I bite into any kind of food and it gets on my hands, maybe it's my tism. I get so ragey and mad. I do not do messy food. I cannot. And her videos would not stop. I had to block her eventually.
Yeah.
Because every time I scrolled and I saw her sloppy ass eating food with an entire bottle of condiments, it made me gross. Like just itchy.
No. And y'all know how I feel about anybody eating on camera anyway. God, it gets on my nerves. Ugh.
Okay. I have to, Wendy's one of these people that won't eat anything creamy. Mm-mm. Okay. Have you actually ever tried any of it?
Mm-mm. I've never tried ranch dressing.
You just have an aversion.
Yeah. I've never tried ranch dressing. I've never tried mayonnaise. I've never, yeah, no. Mm.
Would you ever?
No.
Really? Never?
No.
No amount of money.
This is going to sound crazy, but like, no, there's no amount of money. I'm serious, y'all. Like, that's how much... No, the older
like a tuna salad, a chicken salad, never? Mm. What about yogurt?
I used to eat yogurt and it got in my head about what it was. Now, I love coconut milk yogurt.
Okay.
And almond milk.
Have you ever had a chicken salad with coconut milk yogurt?
Mm-mm. I would delicious. Do that. Yeah. Like
grapes, yes. Celery.
Yeah.
Some like crushed up almond slices.
I feel like too, great. Like deviled eggs, I've substituted stuff for that and made like, you can use, I mean, there's different ways to do it. During COVID, you know, it was desperate for everybody. I made deviled eggs with avocado. Like you have to make it really like fine. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't bad, believe it or not.
No.
I've done that. Like I've done substitutions for like other things, but I've never done a chicken salad. I never even really thought about it. That would be good. Cause I like the idea of that kind of stuff, but like mayonnaise and I like my, it drives Mike crazy. Cause he's like, you like oil, you like eggs.
I was
like,
just going to say it's literally whipped oil and egg.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
Do you think if you made it yourself, that would make a difference? Like if you saw the individual ingredients you like.
So somebody's like, I'll give you $1 million if you eat mayonnaise. I'm like, cool. I'm making it myself. I would do it that way for sure.
But you'd still have to get paid.
Yeah. Don't trust me like that. I'm not doing it for free. You know, push comes to shove.
I just think it could be life changing if you made it yourself to actually like see what's going on. But the thing is
I don't eat dry anything though. I love condiments. So I'm going to put that's oil true. And vinegar. I'm going to do barbecue sauce. I'm going to do mustard. I like all kinds of mustard. Like, I mean, I do. I'm a hot sauce girly. I don't eat anything dry. Now that's different. My brother is going to eat stuff dry.
That's psychotic.
It's gross. He used to put growing up 57 on his salad for salad dressing. And what the I'm not kidding.
What's a 57?
What's that? Heinz 57.
Oh, just like ketchup?
No. I'm the confused. Steak sauce. 57.
Oh.
You never had 57?
I don't think so.
What?
What's the other steak? What's the steak?
A1.
That's what I've had.
You've never? Okay, 57 slaps so hard.
And I'm not going to lie, one of my favorite snacks. Like I've
never had this
French like
Heinz 57.
No, I've never even seen that.
What?
I'm telling you, I've never even seen it.
For your steak, it is so good. If we have some, we might have some in my fridge. You gonna taste
but
it?
But you ever dip a potato chip in A1?
Oh yeah, I love French A1. Listen, and the other day,
is 57 like A1? Does it taste the same?
No, it tastes totally different. But yes, we always had A1 and 57 growing up, always, hands down. And my brother would put 57 on his salads, and it wasn't horrible. But it was a freak. He's a freak.
I mean, if it was a steak salad.
It's just, I'm dying right now that you don't. Is this free? Is this
I
like
swear
original?
I've never seen it.
I wonder if this is like a Southern thing.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know either. Like, that's so strange. And it's Heinz 57 sauce is a secret blend of spices, tomato puree, and vinegar with a rich flavor used for steak, pork, chicken, marinating, or dipping. That sounds right. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
That sounds right.
But is it like, have you never seen that?
I swear I've never even said that label rings. No. When you said Heinz 57, I literally thought you meant like just ketchup.
Right. Yeah, no.
Because doesn't ketchup have 57 ingredients or something?
You're going to die when I tell you.
Why is it called 57?
The inspiration is in 1896. While riding an elevated train in New York City, H.J. Heinz spotted an advertisement for 21 styles of shoes. So then I guess the choice of 57, the company had over 60 products by that time. Heinz settled on 57 because he felt the number had a unique appeal. Google the angel number while I'm reading this.
Okay,
the mystical, magical, and memorable. And the number 7 had significant psychological influence. Within a week of seeing it, da da da. Okay. Interesting, though.
Angel number 57 is a powerful symbol of positive change, personal growth, and spiritual transformation. I feel like they're all the
same. They're all the same. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
But granted, when I'm looking this up, it's... Okay, this is different. I was using Google AI before, so maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
Angel number 57 is a herald of positive change. It's a divine assurance that the winds of change blowing in your life are leading you towards growth and betterment. This number encourages you to break free from the shackles of stagnation and step into the realm of personal freedom. That was from goddessgift.com.
Love that. Well, this doesn't appear to be Southern because it's actually Pittsburgh roots, so I just can't believe. We're going to post a story on our stories and see if anyone's heard of it, because that's very...
Vote.
But you've
between
also...
57 and A1.
Well, I just want to know if people have heard of it, first of all, and then, yeah, we'll have them vote. But you know what? I've been known to put ketchup on my steak before, so...
Well, that's because you eat your steak like a hockey puck.
Mike makes me eat it like pink now. He doesn't even cook it beyond. He's like, no, sorry.
I want it mooing.
Mooing.
Gosh, yeah.
No way.
Okay, so we promised you guys last week we would pick up with Am I the Assholes? We had actually quite a few older ones that we never answered. So we're going to knock out a couple of those. And I'm pretty sure, I don't have them marked as read, so I'm pretty sure that we haven't done these. So if they're repeats, I'm sorry. Okay, first one. When my husband and I first started dating, I met his mother for the first time when she flew into town to visit for the holidays. We were touring a conservatory garden, and she clung onto his arm like she was his girlfriend while I was in the back of the tour line alone. To make matters worse, we were sitting on a couch clearly meant for two people, and she inserted herself between us when there was an available chair next to the couch. I brought it up to my husband, then boyfriend, how he didn't see it as an issue. His take on it is that he didn't see it as an issue, and in his words, quote, "I am her son. Of course she was excited to see me and spend time with me." To this day, it's still a big argument, and although she's gotten better over time, I don't understand how I'm the only one that saw it was an issue. Am I the asshole? It's weird. It's a little mommy dearest.
Well, yeah, and that's also like, I mean, coming from a mom of a son, like, girl, let it go. I think it is weird. We've had conversations on the podcast about that before. Mm-hmm. That is really weird. Like, I know it's probably hard, and it will be hard, so check back in 20 years. Y'all might be really spiraling. Gotta be 60. Ugh. Ooh. Okay. I'm gonna have a cute little bob, though. I've already thought about it.
I'm gonna have a cute bob.
When I was younger, I used to be like, when I'm older and I'm a mom, I'm gonna have a little mom bob. Well, I'm older and I'm a mom, and I don't have a mom bob. And I'm like, well, when am I gonna be ready?
Well, never, because you're still youthful.
I'm so youthful.
And you know what? You're going to hit 60 and you're still not going to have a bob. Your hair's going to be a little shorter.
Spring chicken.
But I don't think you're going to have a bob.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, I'm waiting for that to hit, and it's unfortunately not hidden.
No. Listen, I love a bob. Mm-hmm. Man, and I like myself with a bob. Mm-hmm. I really do. Me with short hair, I like it. I can't do it. I get so restless with short hair so fast.
Yeah.
But my good hair is way too long right now.
Yeah. Just. Is it? We need to do it. I ain't seen you in a year and a half.
But you get stuck in my butt crack. So.
I'm going to need you to wash it and come in. Because if you have a dingleberry for your trim, I'm calling it quits.
That's where she draws the line. No, it doesn't really get stuck in my butt crack. But I can definitely rest my hand on my butt and touch the ends of my hair.
Wow, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
It's so long.
It's shameful.
It's shameful.
Yeah. No, you're not being the a-hole, girl. You just, that's weird. Yeah, you got to let him go. Mommy needs a backup.
listen, and please take no offense to this as a boy mom, mm-hmm. but there is something weird about moms and their sons. Yeah. Not all of them.
There can be something weird, for sure.
But I feel like you hear about it a lot.
You do hear about it a lot. And I maybe it's because women are so emotionally charged that they just have a hard time letting go. I don't know. But yeah,
but you would think it would be the same way with their daughters, and it's not. It's specifically moms and boys. That's because the daughters
get on their daggum nerves, and they're like, shut up.
They're like, I made a mini-me. Literally, leave me alone.
You can't even be mad at her because she is you. You are her. So sorry. Mm. Sorry about your luck.
True. I agree. You're not the asshole. I mean, I think if he was your boyfriend at the time, though, and you're married now and it's still a point of contention, mm-hmm. you guys really need to like figure it out.
Yeah, you got to set some boundaries at that point and start saying, hey.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I don't know how long, like what, I don't know what time frame we're talking about here, but it isn't normal to still feel that kind of mm-hmm. like animosity. And also, like, how old are you guys? Like, if he's in his 40s and his mommy is still like, being still weird and like, him,
we have a problem.
Correct. Correct. No. Okay.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Off topic, breastfeeding.
Yeah.
How old's too old? Hot take.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap. You know, I spiral when I'll be second guessing
this
everything.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Right. If you're here, we assume you like us. Maybe you don't.
And if you don't, we really don't care and don't want to hear it.
No, we don't. Save your comments. I think a hard stop would be like when they can ask for your boob.
Thank God.
Okay.
Same.
But really like around a year is okay. Me personally around a year, I think it would be like, all right, I would be done with that. That being said, y'all already know I am not normal. I did not bond with Fisher over breastfeeding. And so I did not breastfeed him. I exclusively pumped. I tried breastfeeding a few times. Less than 10 times for sure. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for me. I just didn't bond with my baby that way. You know, and I think some women bond and that's where it's harder to cut it off.
I think everybody,
so maybe
yeah.
That's why I see it the way I see it. But I think going into it, my goal was like, oh, I'll try to do it for a year and then whatever. Well, when I was like, I don't really bond with him that way. It was just for my routine of like getting up in the middle of the night. I preferred to like pump, feed him because I had an oversupply, pump that one boob, give him that mm-hmm. bottle, pump the other one. And I like that. And yeah. Since I wasn't like bonding in that way, so I made it to a little over 6 months pumping and I was done. I was like, I had enough milk to get him to a year. I was good on that.
But, I was just going to ask, like, how does that work? Like, does your body just, I know everybody's so different, right, with milk uh-huh. production, but like, will your body just keep producing milk for years and years if you keep pumping?
No, you eventually taper off. Like okay. Your body's
like enough is enough.
Yeah. But
the kid's going into elementary school.
Oh, right. But no, your body will. As long as you are still actively extracting the milk, yeah, I think it'll still keep producing. Now it might be like 4 little drips or something, but yes, your body would still do it. But like the idea is that but everybody's so different. I had an oversupply and maybe that was part of it. And so I got mastitis twice and I was like, this sucks. So I didn't want anybody touching my boob. And that was pretty early in. So then I was like, pumping was just the way for me to do it. Again, I didn't have an emotional connection. So it was easy for me not to like want to do it.
When do kids get teeth?
Well, it depends. Fisher got teeth really early, around 3-4 months.
3 months?
He started breaking gum. And everybody's like, that's not teeth. And yes, he was. He got these two right here first. I'll show you a picture. He looks like a vampire. And it's different for everybody. But yeah, women are like,
once that kid has teeth, I would imagine you wouldn't want it anywhere near your nipple.
No, if they bit you.
That's what I think. No.
And then look at you and be like.
I will never forget as a kid. I don't remember how your old mom I was. Nipple? No. No. I was in a McDonald's like play area. And
with a snake pit.
We can talk about that in a sec. I swear to God, it's not why I mentioned it, but I was in a McDonald's play area and this kid literally, I was playing with him and he walked up to his mom who was breastfeeding her child and said, I want some. And she ripped her tit out of her baby's mouth and stuck it in his. And I was, as a child, I was horrified.
Mm-mm. Right. My mom was like, me Pepsi. She was like, what? Get out of here with that.
Like, oh, no. Yeah. I was like, you went from eating a kid's meal to your mama's titty.
Right. Uh-uh. That cheeseburger cannot compare. I'm sorry. Like, no, thank you. Yeah. I mean, listen, again, if they can ask for it, it's a little weird to me. To me. I'm done with, I was talking to Mandy, the girl that works next door to my salon. And I know you know I know this, but like I overly apologize for my opinion all the time. And I text Spencer after the podcast 9 out of 10 times and go, did I say anything mean? You know how I like spiral. And I'm like, do you think I was.
You'll overthink.
Because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I'm like, do you think I. She's like, no, it was not harsh at all. But like in my brain, it is. So like to me, I'm done with saying like, I'm allowed to think things are weird. We all are. And I always am like, oh, no. To me, it is a little weird if a baby can be like, can I have your booby? Can I have some milk from your boob? And if they can say titty in slang, like you definitely got to cut them off. Right. I don't know any 3-year-olds that say titty, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, like no. Your kid knows how to access the dark web. He's too old to be feeding off off your breast.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the McDonald's thing. So Friday night I came over and I don't know how it even came up.
How did it come up? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but Wendy.
I think we're talking about kids being nasty and dirty and germy. And I was like, oh, like the McDonald's ball pits.
Yes.
And I said they were snake infested. And you're like, what?
Yeah, she was like, the ball pits at McDonald's were snake infested. That's why I wasn't allowed to play with them. I was like, I think that's like an old wives' tale. She was like, my parents told me that. And I was like, I think they lied to you.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was like, you know, don't pee in the pool because there's chemicals that'll turn it purple pink. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never heard of that. So she Googles it and she's like, you're going to die. She was like, there's no.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
Yeah.
It was a hoax. Yeah.
Right. Just something that, you know, people would say or whatever. However, recently, like very recently.
In June.
There was, what was it? A ball python?
No, a boa constrictor.
Right? I don't know. Right? Whatever. It was a non-venomous snake. Found in the ball pit in the local McDonald's.
No, in the drive-thru, not the ball pit.
I thought you said it was in the ball pit, and I was like, what are the chances? No, he was in the drive-thru
getting him a burger.
Oh, well, good for him.
No, but it was found in Cary drive-thru. Like, the snake was in the drive-thru. So, okay, fine, they weren't in the ball pit, but they were ordering burgers in the drive-thru. I knew there were snakes involved in McDonald's.
Listen, we know you love a number one.
Man, that's... I put that on my my thing the other day. We did the trend of the I do love or whatever it was. What was it? I do love.
Unfortunately, I do love, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to hit a late night drive through and I'm going to order a pizza at the end of a girl's night. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
After our live show in Dallas a few years ago.
God, that's a core memory. So fun.
I mean, so fun. This poor, poor Uber driver.
Poor.
Wendy was in the front seat with him, which in hindsight was a critical error also in judgment. Critical error in judgment, because I'm pretty sure he was ready to, like, kick if he out. Had a button that would spring open her door and shove her out,
he would have.
But she forced everyone in the vehicle to get number ones. I mean, there was no choice.
You're like, all getting a 2-cheeseburger meal with a Diet Coke. We have it all on video. Yeah. Too. It's funny.
We'll take 8 number ones, all with Diet Cokes.
Duh. We're not monsters.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember I kept trying to give the homeless guy like all the $20? I had $20 bills in my purse and I just kept wanting to give him that. And they would not roll the windows down. I'm like, roll the window down. Let me get this. They're like, no,
The driver wouldn't even do it. The driver was like, please stop it.
I was like, he needs this money. And they're like, no, you stop giving him money. Did we give him a $20 bill and he went and leave or something? And then I was like, no, give it. And they're like, no, he's not going to leave. Like, stop.
I don't remember.
Me either.
I was also incredibly intoxicated.
Right.
So.
And then we got back to the house and Becky, bless her heart, got out of the car and I had eaten all of my fries and I think one burger. Unfortunately for the rest of the girls, Becky got out of the car and dropped the bag. I'm pretty sure it was her. And the fries went absolutely everywhere on the ground. And I was like,
And then she proceeded to vomit.
Yes. I was like, sorry, guys. I had my fries. I have bad news. Y'all don't have any fries. The good news is I had mine.
Yeah. But we all ate our burgers.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I love that.
Good times.
Good. That was fun.
Okay, we'll do one more of these. Where is it? Okay. Oh, no, don't log me out. Oh, it's trying to sell me a subscription.
Oh, we don't need that.
Freaking Google.
I don't need that.
Okay, my mother-in-law. Oh, another one.
Love that.
It's just the theme. My mother-in-law has all boys. She will send some text in the big family group chat that could just be sent to the wives, and then will send most stuff to only the boys that they don't even respond to because they don't care. Oh. It drives me crazy. Oh, that was a little abrupt. So I guess you're wanting to know if you're the asshole because it drives you crazy, or maybe she's just venting.
Wait, that they don't respond to some?
I think I'm a little confused. I think she's saying like her mother-in-law, like instead of communicating to all of them, most of her texts just go to the husbands, and in true man form, they don't respond to her and they don't pass it along to the wives.
Okay.
I'm sorry that your husband does that.
So what are we asking here? Okay. No, you're not the asshole. You're not the asshole.
Yeah. Well, that one was a bust.
That's okay.
That one, that's okay. Okay. So there's a lot of obviously heaviness in the world.
Right.
And so one of the things I added to like our list was to share some things that have made us giggle or that we recommend to people to go watch shows, accounts, anything like that. I came here on Friday, as we've mentioned 82 fucking times at this point.
Right.
Because we wanted to watch the Leanne Morgan stand-up special. Okay. I had watched it on like a girls' trip over a year ago. Like I think it was when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And there's something about watching comedy on TV. It's just not the same as being there in person. Mm-mm. When you're, I don't know if it's just the environment, like the other people around you, the cocktails. You know, I don't know what it is. Going to a comedy club is so much different than watching a special online.
Love a comedy show, honey.
Love a comedy show. I giggled all the way through this Leanne Morgan special on Netflix the first time I watched it. And I kept telling Wendy because she has this show on Netflix, which is so good. It's so cute. Her show is
so great. Yes. Y'all go watch.
And we both loved the show. And I'm like, you've got to watch her stand up. So I came over and we watched it. And I giggled all the way through again. Like, it is just so... There's something about her that's just endearing and funny.
You naturally just love her. But I told Spencer her facial expressions.
Oh, so good.
It's almost like... there's something familiar about her to me, and I'm not sure what it is.
100% I know what you're saying.
Immediately just liked her, you know? And I had clients in the past, like, couple years. They went to her shows and stuff, and I knew who she was just by people talking about her and stuff, but I never knew who she was.
Yeah.
And then her show came on, and even then, I didn't fully, full-fledged know who she was. And there's something about her that immediately I was like, yes, love her. Just, she's so, like, I don't know. I absolutely love her. I'm going to go see Matt Matthews. He's coming next weekend. Me and Lily are going.
Oh, I love him.
Come. God. He's at Deepak. He's so funny.
I probably couldn't get tickets near you guys at this point.
I'll look. I'm sure you could. You could. I'll look.
If there's, yeah.
So we bought these back in April because we were like, yes, we got to get
everything. He's so funny.
He's so freaking funny. But I love a good comedy show because you know what? Who doesn't love to laugh?
It's so good for you.
If you do not like to laugh, then I don't think we could be friends.
It burns a lot of calories.
Does it?
Yeah.
So I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I hate my laugh now.
Why?
I don't know. Me and Spencer, not to be totally conceited, we both really listened to most of our podcast last week because we just knew it was going to be just strange and just good, you know, because it was just going to be that one. And so we were talking about it and I was like, God, the laugh, like I was really noticing my laugh. Gosh, it sounds like I eat cigarettes now. I don't know why I have this horsey, like, wrath. It didn't used to be like that.
Well, I mean, your voice changes as you Yeah. I hate to, you know, trigger you, but is as you age.
Very triggered because, you know, I'm going to kill like this when I'm getting older. I'm going to be that person. Oh, God.
And then some of the accounts that I literally this past week, I go back to every single day and mm-hmm. have just watched. Granny Bibbins. I shared something to
love her.
My story today. Something about, you know, don't let a crackhead out hustle you. Real good.
Because they're going to find their way. They're going to find
hold on,
it,
I'll play it. I'll play it. Give me a sec here.
I don't know who needs to hear this today, but if you're struggling with motivation, just remember, broke crackheads still find a way to get high. Don't get out hustled by a crackhead.
I mean, honey.
I mean, if that's not words to live by, I don't know what is.
I know that's right.
So that account really just brings me joy.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I've talked about her before, Corinna Fulgieri.
Yes.
God bless Corinna in this world. I mean, she is, holy shit. Oops, my bad.
The price is right over there.
No, it was one of Corinna's edits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you don't know Corinna, so her handle on TikTok is Corinna Fulgieri, Fulgieri 3. My girl is so funny. Like,
and people love her on the internet.
People ride so hard for Corinna. And once you start following Corinna, you realize there's like a whole network of other people that you can mm-hmm. follow. But Corinna's the star. She knows it. We know it. Her friends know it. There's really no workaround. She is the star. She is everything. She will come on and make these videos where she's like, I really need a break. I'm gonna take a few days off. And people will be like, see you in 3 scrolls, babe. And you will. she never truly takes a break because she knows the people need her. And I respect that.
I've got to find this one account.
While you're looking for the one, there is one other account that I found like literally recently within the last few days. So it's this couple and their handle on, they're on TikTok also. But I shared, a video of theirs on Instagram the other day, and it's the Happiness Academy 2.0. I mean, what a story they have, how they got together.
Tell me.
She was in a, she was in recovery. I think she was in a sober living home or something. She was waiting to be arraigned for a felony of some sort. Yeah, she had a sordid past.
Okay.
And I forget how they met, maybe on a sugar baby something or another. He was just a lonely guy. She said she walked in. She said, oh, yeah, he's lonely. And they clicked. And she never left. And like,
and the rest is history.
They're so funny together. You can tell they just genuinely like each other so much and find so much humor. They don't take themselves seriously at all. Somebody commented like about her figure. You know, she's got a interesting shaped derriere.
Okay.
And
she's a dear heiress.
He's a mathematician. So they did a lesson in triangles, and he's got a fucking ruler. What? She turns around, lifts her shirt, squeezes her butt cheek. I can't. I have laughed a lot with them the last few days. Yeah,
we need a little laugh. I cannot find this one account, but I share it here and there, and it's the little dog with the shoes. He's always got shoes on. I love that one.
A dog with the shoes.
Yes, and it's always wearing Crocs or like whatever. I love it so much. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
I wish I did.
I wish you did too. Another account that I've been obsessed with is the freaking monkey. What's her name? Okay, so we had to pause it and come back, but her name is Life with Gaitlin.
Oh, I know that account.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
With this freaking monkey. This little monkey is so humanized and like a little person. Every single morning, these pop up on my Facebook, mm-hmm. and I don't even know how I originally got it, but it like got out the little ready whip and like opened it, and then the mom was like sprayed it in the little, or squirted it in the little cup, and she wanted more. She wouldn't lick it yet. She was like, no. And she's like, oh, you want more? So the
Gaitlin was like, don't cheap out on me now.
And then the mom was like, can I have some? And she took her foot and was like, and give it to her. It is the cutest, most wholesome. And then when the dad gets home, she gets so excited. And she like runs up the stairs and like looks for him, and then comes downstairs really fast and like jumps on him. It is the cutest little thing ever.
Were you ever an animal loving kid and not wanted a monkey? I remember wanting a pet monkey.
I feel like we all did after not Money Talks. What's that show? Duncan's? Thora, what was her name? Thora Birch with the monkey. You know the movie from our childhood.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. You're talking about it, and it's kind of coming
back.
What's
her name? Thora Birch. Thora Birch. Okay. And then let's say monkey movie. You know what I'm talking about. 1994, Money Trouble. What did I say? Money Talks, Money Trouble. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I remember that movie.
I'm so impressed that you were able to recall that.
Me too.
That, like, weird. That's good.
Right. But that movie, after that, I feel like we all wanted
maybe it was. Monkey. Maybe that's like a generational thing.
Such a cute little, that was in 1994, and I probably haven't watched it since about 1999.
You know what other movie she was in that I was just telling Stacey about?
Now and Then?
Yes.
That was one of my
Stacey
favorite.
Stacey had never heard of it. Has never seen it.
I had that CD in my car.
I'm like,
in my little
album. But we were talking about Devin Sawa.
Oh, loved him. He did not age well.
Honestly, I'm not mad at him as an adult.
Do you see his Instagram?
Yeah, I didn't say I think he aged well. I just said I'm not mad. Like, I don't know. There's something like very gruff about him. I kind of appreciate it because, you know, they can't all age like pretty boys like Ryan Felipe or Philippe. What's the right way to say his name?
I've always said Ryan Philippe. I'm sure that's wrong. And the other day.
You mean you didn't put a French spin on it like me? Felipe?
The other day, me and the client, we were talking about this, and she says something like, who? And I'm like, Ryan Felipe? And she's like, oh, or I said Ryan Felipe. She's like, Ryan Felipe? I was like, yes. Speaking of France, I have a client wanting to go to Paris. and we were talking about how they like don't like us. I was like, right. The French hate us because we go over there and like, hey, I speak French. Oh, French fries, French kiss. Like, of course they hate us. Like, but she was trying to plan a trip.
If you went there, yes. And did that, yes.
They're like, they would. These freaking Americans. I mean, but
no, the French do hate us.
They literally hate us.
Listen, I'm just going to generalize here. The French are an awful people.
Well, don't you remember them saying the French are assholes in Dumb and Dumber?
I don't, but it's true. I mean, we lived in Larchmont, New York, which has a very large French population, and they were all assholes.
Really?
Yes. Except I did love the man that owned the French bakery cafe next to Robbie's Bar.
Was it so good?
Oh.
To die for.
You have no idea. No, I mean, don't. The best cappuccino. Every little delicious pastry you could think of, French gourmet delicacies everywhere. But when I tell you, this man was a prick to literally everybody but me.
Why did he love you so much?
Because I gave him all of my money. I was there every day, at least once a day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know what?
But yeah, no, the otherwise, no. And I'm generalizing. I realize there are French that are lovely people. But you know what? People generalize about Americans all the time. So,
well, like I just said, I told my, we were talking about it. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, we go over there. I know I do. I'm like, I speak French. Like, okay. That's not the French fries are
monsieur,
not.
Monsieur, I have to poop.
Yeah. Bonjour. And they're like, all right, have a good day. I'm like, bonjour. Yeah. Oui, oui, and bonjour.
You're like, no, doesn't work like aloha.
But I do remember parlez-vous français. Is that, do you speak French?
Something like that.
No, parlez-vous français.
No, yeah.
Is it not?
Parlez-vous français.
And that's why they hate us. How do you say it for real? Parlez-vous français?
I mean, I can't even do the accent. No, parlez-vous français?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Is that French?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I do speak French.
Will you sleep with me tonight? No. I don't recommend saying it to many people.
Okay. Well, now that we're on this topic, we should get my mom to come in here because yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that prostitution is like illegal for like jail time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you think it was just like illegal in
a slap on the wrist? I thought it was just like frowned upon.
No.
Well, I didn't know. So we were watching the Charlie Sheen thing.
I do wonder, is there more of a punishment for soliciting prostitution or actually doing prostitution?
I think, okay, so we were watching, and what was the lady's name that she was famous for like doing it? She had the big ring of it, and Charlie Sheen got caught because he did a traveler's check. What was her name? You know her.
He did a traveler's check.
And they caught him. Yeah, you have to watch this documentary. Oh my God. Listen, Charlie Sheen, you don't want to like the guy. And me and my mom were like, there's something about him that you just like.
You just can't help it.
You just like him because he just
is. Why do you think he had that stupid show, Two Men and a Kid or whatever that show was called forever?
Yeah.
I mean, that show
Two
ran.
Two and a Half Men or whatever.
Yeah, that show ran like all through his like raging addiction and, you know, bad press and all of that. Because people still loved him.
He's very likable. So, oh, Heidi Fleiss, her.
Yes.
Okay, so she's on it, but she went to jail, you know, obviously, because he wrote a traveler's check. Nobody would have ever known, but he was like, well, can I just pay you this way? And they're like, you can't do that.
So wild.
So me and my mom were talking, and she's like, I forget how we got on that. And I was like, well, gosh, why did she go to jail? Mom's like, because that's illegal. And I was like, well, why did he go to jail? She's like, because that's illegal. She's like the male. She's like the woman version of a pimp. Oh, because they called her a.
She was a madam. Like she had a whole ring.
Yes. Yeah. So I go a madam. I said I want to be a madam. Mom was like no, and I was like I'm kidding. I said a madam. She's like yeah, it's like a male pimp. And I was like what? She's like it's like a male pimp. And I was like oh, and we got to talking about it being illegal. And I was like, but you go to jail for it? And she's like,
I mean, theoretically,
yes, shouldn't if they agree to it. Like, you're both agreeing.
Well, that's just it. This is like a really,
hot take.
But like, I don't think prostitution. I don't think prostitution should be illegal. That's a really hot take. Do I think it's morally corrupt?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, yeah. I don't agree with that. I wouldn't do it. But no. Also, it's your body and it's labor, and I don't think listen,
I was just really confused because yes, if you're consenting to it,
I think it's wild, correct, and I think that's probably why it's illegal because there's so much gray and trafficking and I, who knows? I don't know the history of the law,
either, but I was. Like,
I think it's kind of crazy that if you're consenting and it's a legitimate business transaction, I think it's kind of crazy. It's illegal.
Right. There are plenty of women that their man's giving money and they're just like. They're humping because they're getting paid. You know? You humping for some money. I mean, okay.
Right.
Big deal. But I had no idea. My mom was like, Wendy, what? I said, well, this is why I can't be a criminal because I'm obviously not equipped and I could never be a madam.
A madam.
Sorry, French.
There's that French coming out.
She's French. I could never be a madam. You know what I'm saying?
The French version of a madam. A madam.
Voulez-vous coucher avec soi? C'est soi?
Avec moi.
Whatever.
You were so close.
Super close. But yeah.
Better you screw it up.
I just had no idea, but I agree. Listen, I would never do it, obviously. And I do think it's like morally.
It's also the oldest profession in the book. Literally.
Is it? Who knew? Not me.
Damn.
Obviously.
Prostitution? Sex for money? Yeah. Really? People have been doing it since like the dawn of time. It's a very a legitimate profession.
I want to know who the very first person was like, hey, I'm going to do that for you, but you're giving me 22 cents. I'm gonna do it.
22 cents.
Oh, five cents.
When prostitution started, probably a penny. Probably like, speaking of pennies.
What? We're not making them anymore. This is what happened. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's really weird.
That copper.
Start keeping your pennies. They're gonna be worth something. Right,
my coin jar and my closet. Don't break in my house and get my coin jar, please. My coin jar that's placed in my closet near my shoes.
She doesn't have a coin jar.
I don't have a coin jar. My coin jar that's in my garage. Are those pennies going to be worth more than pennies?
That's what I'm thinking. Worth more? I mean, it might be after we're dead, but.
Right. Because like who's actually, like bars of gold, this is still a thing. It's very strange. Who's buying bars of gold? Like I understand they mean something, but who do they mean something to? Because I'm going to tell you something. Duke Energy doesn't care about your bar of gold when you're trying to pay your bill.
True.
So who is buying the bars of gold?
I'm going to start.
Really?
Yeah. Actually.
Why is that mailman going so fast? Slow down.
You know, you want to have a diversified portfolio. And gold is a very, actually metals in general, very
they
valuable.
They are, but they are valuable because a client and I were talking about this recently.
But they're valuable, sell it.
But there's not that many people that are going to want to buy it.
No. Where do you think gold comes? We don't just have this like infinite supply of gold.
What?
Like
there are
of
people
new
that
gold.
Mine gold that like we're not desperate for
no,
gold
I'm
bars.
Telling you, people thrift gold jewelry and sell it.
Because they melt it.
And they get, yeah. They get gold paid by the weight of the gold.
Yeah, because they're trying to get a deal.
No, I'm telling you, gold holds value.
Of course, yeah. I'm not. I don't know.
But gold I'm saying it holds diamonds, value in like an investment valuable. Sense, like
right.
Protecting
but
your assets.
I'm just saying, my first line of defense is not buying gold bars so I can go sell them to somebody.
Well, no. It's listen, if I've got my last 100 doll hairs, I'm not using it to buy gold bars.
I don't have any extra money to buy any gold. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm hating. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, not is the gold bars. It smart to, you know, hold on. Why am I Googling? Where's chat?
Right.
Where's my girl? Is it smart to invest in bars of gold?
No.
Why are you not answering?
Are you? Oh,
I cut her off.
You did.
Is it smart to invest in bars of gold?
No worries at all. So investing in gold bars can be a smart move for some people because gold is often seen as a hedge against inflation and economic uncertainty, but it does have its downsides like storage and insurance costs, and it doesn't generate income. It really depends on your overall investment goals and portfolio.
Exactly. That's my point.
So if I was going to start investing in my future, what should I invest in first?
Not gold.
That's a great question. Generally, it's a good idea to start with things like a diversified index fund or mutual fund because they spread out your risk. Also, if you haven't already, maxing out retirement accounts like a 401k or an IRA.
We know how that went. Sorry to cut you off. We don't need any more advice. Thanks.
No, I do. What's an index account?
No problem at all. An index fund is basically
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
She's way too polite. It's annoying.
Last week she was doing that. What's an index fund?
No worries at all. An index fund is essentially a type of mutual fund or exchange-traded fund that aims to replicate the performance of a specific market index like the S&P 500. It's a low-cost way to invest because it just tracks the index rather than trying to beat it. And it's pretty diversified as well.
So here's the thing about
me. I didn't understand that.
I'm really stupid.
Yes. Yeah, so don't buy gold.
That was basically, she might as well have been speaking Mandarin to me.
French.
Tomato, tomato.
Literally.
I am actually embarrassed of how stupid I am sometimes.
Oh God, same. I think I have a learning disability and I'm being dead serious. I don't comprehend things. And listen, I've always thought that about myself, but I've never felt confident enough to say that until the last 20 minutes. But... No, but like the last like year or two, I really do think I have a comprehension disability and I'm not being funny.
I do think it is our raging ADHD. Just
it probably is.
I think that's a contributing thing.
Yeah.
But like, cause literally somebody starts using words I don't understand, I immediately tune out.
Me too. I don't care. And that sounds really mean.
Immediately.
I'm like, I
done.
Really don't
I
care.
Can't mm-hmm. retain. I'm done. Just like she, her first response that included the term
index
fund,
index card.
And what? And I ask her, what's an index account? And she's like, an index fund, you moron.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm like, well, no wonder I'm poor. I'm stupid.
Well, no, I think the notes in your the notes section in your phone last week, you said retirement account, and that was the end of that.
Correct.
So maybe, yeah. But also, like, to sum this up, we ain't in any position to be buying bars of gold, babe. That was my point. If you go back and listen, what I said was, yes, it holds value, but to whom is buying the, we ain't there. You know, we got to do the little things.
Imagine we should probably have a savings account that's thriving. I have 3 bars of gold.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't translate for your life. You know, you can't pay your mortgage with that. You can't pay your power bill with that.
I got one more question for her.
Okay.
Yeah,
no worries. What? She's too polite.
What's the current value of a bar of gold?
The value of gold can fluctuate pretty often. So it's always best to check a real-time source like a financial news website or a precious metals exchange. If you'd like, I can look it up for you right now.
Yes, please.
It looks like I can't check the real-time value at the moment, but you can easily find it on a financial news site or a precious metals exchange. If there's anything else I can help with, just let me know.
Yeah, can you try again? Because I need you to find my answers. Please.
I don't want her to think I'm rude. She kind of sounds like a smartass. I don't like her tone.
I'm sorry, but I'm having trouble responding right now.
Oh.
Okay. Please wait a bit and try again.
Okay, if you're busy, just say call you back. Like, you don't have to be rude. She's giving attitude today, and I don't like that.
It's because I only have the free version.
Okay, well, maybe you should buy some bars of gold and ask her if you give her bars of gold, would she answer you?
Okay, well, now I have to go back to Google. Okay, hold on. What is the current
exchange rate of a bar of gold?
The value of a gold bar depends on its size. No shit. As the price of gold is based on the current spot price, which is about $3,645.60 per ounce. So if you have a 10-ounce gold bar, then the value of that would be $36,456. So honestly, if I had 3 gold bars, I'd feel pretty good.
Bitch, where are you? Like I was saying, I'm hanging on to my pennies and hoping for the best. I'm not taking those to cash them in. I ain't rolling any pennies anytime
soon. There's the title of the episode.
What?
Hanging on to our pennies and hoping for the best.
I might need that on a shirt. Did I say that or you said that?
Yeah.
Which I just said that?
You just said that.
Okay. I'm going to need that on a shirt. I'm going to be honest. All I can think about right now
is that we have to finish our taxes after this.
That, and while you bring your laptop in the kitchen. Oh my God. I haven't eaten today and I don't skip breakfast and I'm having a really hard time. All I can think about was my lasagna soup that I'm going to cook while we're doing taxes.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, off to, you know, do lasagna soup and count taxes. All the pennies.
Great. Great.
Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.